Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It's not just Friday. It's follow-up Friday, where we dig a little deeper on things mostly that have come up briefly on the show. So I mentioned the whale of the 1%, the New York Magazine article about some investment bankers at the bailed out banks being irritated that they're being asked to live with salary caps and now tax hikes because their industry failed the country. Typical of the sentiment was this call we got from Michael in Park Slope.
The wealthiest, although I don't measure anything in money, but the wealthiest 1%, they are the most ambitious, the most driven, the most hardworking. And we need to be very careful what we wish for, because if we overly enrage them, they're going to go away. And the only kind of people that will be left, and the kind of people who measure success by how much they can get for doing as little as possible, as opposed to how much they can be paid for doing as much as possible.
But, oh, Michael, I mean, packed into that statement is an assumption that rich people work harder than poor people, and that most people who don't go to college don't do so because they don't care.
Okay. Your point is?
Do you think we live in that much of a meritocracy that those who work the hardest wind up being the richest in almost a straight linear curve kind of situation?
It's never that cut and dry, but if you draw a regression line, I think for the most part, yeah, I think that's true. That's the way the world works.
All right. That was the call from last week. Do you work as hard as an investment banker? If you think you do, call us and tell us what you do and how hard you work, or post it to our comments page, because all our lines are full now, at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Eric in Greenberg, where are you? You in Greenberg?
Greenbrook.
Oh, you're in Greenbrook, Brook in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi.
Do you work as an investment banker?
I work 100 times harder than an investment banker, and I'm compensated 1,000 times less. And I just wanted to say, as hard as I think I work, there are so many people who are in jobs that pay so little that they can barely make ends meet or don't make ends meet. And there's nothing more debilitating than working and working and never making enough money to pay your own bills.
What do you do, Erin?
I'm an aide for a boy with special needs in a school.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers work 10 times harder than I do, and they're exhausted every day, but they come back for more, and they're not compensated fairly. And then all the people who work in service industries who make next to nothing, they can't pay their bills, and it's the same way day after day. They wake up every morning knowing they're not going to make enough money to pay their bills.
Would you trade would you trade places with an investment banker?
I would never trade places with him. I could never make that my life. My life has to mean something. I don't care what I'm paid for.
Thank you, Erin. Good luck. Rena in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi.
Do you work as hard as an investment banker?
I work much harder than an investment banker. I'm a single parent and a good single parent. And I was reading this article about the investment banker complaining about he's getting phone calls in the middle of the night. As a parent, you're up all night, and you have to wake up and go to work in the morning. And it's our responsibility to make sure we don't raise self-serving morons like this.
He might be a parent, too. Investment bankers have children.
Yeah, he may be a parent, but that doesn't mean that he works harder than everybody else and that he should be paid much more than everybody else. As a parent, you don't even get paid for the hard work you do. You don't even appreciate it for the hard work you do.
Rena, happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Elizabeth in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Brian, you're my hero.
You're too nice. Do you work as hard as an investment banker?
Absolutely. I'm an architect, and, you know, not only was that guy Michael's call offensive to the blue collar and the uneducated, but to us white collar people who have graduate degrees from Ivy League schools, just like he does, we work our butts off, and just because things like art, architecture, science, that kind of thing are undervalued by society, we don't make the big bucks he does. I work my butt off. I went to Columbia, and the architecture school is next door to the business school. Our lights were on all night long. The business school lights went off at 6 o'clock. How is that fair?
Hey, if you work so hard, what are you doing listening to the radio at 10 to 12 in the morning?
You can draft and listen to the radio at the same time.
Elizabeth, thanks a lot. Allison in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
Do you work as hard as an investment banker?
I know that I work probably a million times harder than an investment banker, and nobody is offering me a bailout when things get tough. So I own my own chocolate shop in Manhattan. I'm listening to the radio as I go and pick up bonbons for Mother's Day. And I have two small kids at home, and my day starts at 5 in the morning and usually ends around midnight, 1 a.m. So, you know, I was really put off by what he had to say just because there, you know, Wall Street closes for the weekend and, you know, it closes at the end of the day. And a lot of people, be they caregivers, teachers, what I do for a living, firemen, cops, whatever, that, you know, it's, I just felt that his response was somewhat offensive.
Would you trade your bonbon business for a job on Wall Street?
No, because I'd rather be able to eat my profits than just sort of put them in a banker under my mattress.
Right. I mean, the work doesn't end for them at 5 o'clock. That's for sure. Right.
Yeah,
that was part of the main point that the angry bankers are making.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that they're making it now after they spent years and years of sort of living the high life and getting these great bonuses. And there, you know, there's millions of people who work just as hard or harder that even when, during good times, they don't turn around at the end of the year and you know, have somebody handing them a couple $1 million.
But they say they're up at 2 in the morning checking the Tokyo markets because they have to. And if they fail in that cutthroat world, they're gone, or at least they don't make the money. So it's not like they're doing 9 to 5 and checking out.
Yeah, no, but, you know, that was, again, you know, I just like, you know, when I get up at 5 in the morning and sometimes I don't want to, this is what I chose for my life, and this is what they chose. And, you know, just because, you know, a lot of banks and bankers made bad decisions, you're going to complain about it now. You know, when I make a bad decision in my business and it affects me financially, I can't go screaming at the rest of the world like, you know, hey, it's all your fault. You know, you have it so much easier.
I hope nobody brings you bonbons for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. I would be fine with bonbons. I'm a chocolate lover, so it's okay.
Dorothy, thanks. Allison, thanks a lot. And Dorothy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was an emergency room nurse for over 40 years in New York City, in major trauma centers, city hospitals, coped with the AIDS crisis when we didn't even know what the disease was, that it was bloodborne, took care of mental patients, physically ill people, drug addicts in their worst shape, alcoholics in their worst shape, many of whom were investment bankers. And I never, ever came anywhere near making six figures. And now, you know, I'm retired and looking for a part-time job as a nurse because my pension is not enough. And I can't even find work. I can't find a part-time job.
You're looking for work and you can't find it. Okay, who wants to hire Dorothy? Post a comment on our webpage. What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, hopefully something in the healthcare field and for, you know, 10 or 20 hours a week. I am 70 years old. I mean, it's not like I can run around the emergency room chasing the interns anymore and telling them to put side rules up, doctor.
Dorothy, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. How about this post on our comments page from Karen? Get this. She says, do I work as hard as an investment banker? No, I don't. And don't everyone get mad yet. I worked at a sweatshop law firm and no investment bankers. It's not just the number of hours spent at work, but also the lifestyle. Your life and time are not your own. You're on call 24 hours a day. One lawyer was called back from his honeymoon to work. You travel much of the time. The work is tedious. Michael is delusional, the caller, for thinking that others don't work hard or that rewards match effort. But believe me, most of you would not want to be investment bankers. John in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi. I fix the computers of investment bankers. And the people, the lower-level guys, they work. Not incredibly hard, it doesn't seem. The stress level's high. But the actual investment bankers, that I really just see them through windows and occasionally fix their computers, they don't work that hard. They're together. They laugh. They may have to come in late at night here and there, but they live very well.
John, thank you. And Kay and Edison, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kay.
Hi. I work for Bank of America 40 hours a week, and then I waitress. weekdays and bartend weeknights and weeknights I bartend and waitress and all weekend.
So you have three jobs.
Yes, and
one of them is
my average is 85 to 95 hours a week, and I don't net, with the exception of Christmas holiday week, I don't net $1,000 a week.
So I guess you're not an investment banker for Bank of America.
No, I'm a single mother and two incomes, and I don't have the degree because Dad didn't think that daughters should be, you know, professional anything.
Not because you wanted to laze around all day.
Well, and he had the money, and because they had the money, I couldn't get the loans and all that good stuff. And so
now you got three jobs. Kay, hang in there. Jeff in Queens, who used to be an investment banker, is going to get our last word today. Jeff, thanks for calling. Have these people convinced you that they work as hard as an investment banker?
No, because the hard part about being an investment banker is you have to be totally unethical and be able to live with yourself every day.
Ouch.
When you know that you're giving people bad advice and you're doing it for the money.
Ouch.
That's what investment bankers do. It's a dirty business, and that's why I got fired, because I would tell companies what I thought was the appropriate thing to do rather than the thing that my boss wanted me to tell them to do so that we would get a big fee. So you have to have a lack of ethical integrity to work as an investment banker. That's the hard part. Now, maybe for a lot of people, that's not a difficulty, but for me, it was impossible.
Jeff, thank you very much. Obviously, not speaking for all investment bankers. Jeff from Queens with the last word for this week. Megan Ryan, Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Kate Hines produced this program. Annie Schreffler is our Uncommon Economics editor. We had intern help from Kira Feldman, and that's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer, and that's the Bochinche.